Golu is a small historic town in the Sisala West District. It is where Ghana's former president, Dr. Hila Liman, hails from. Dr. Liman was president from 1979 to 1981 when he was overthrown by a coup d'etat. Coming from a royal home, the remains of Dr. Liman were interred at his birthplace, Golu. As custom demands, President Mahama called on the chief of Golu, Korokuri Liman, to seek his blessings for a second term and also pay homage at the tomb of the late Dr. Hila Liman.
In 2012, I came here, I visited the Golu Koro, I paid my respects to former President Dr. Hila Liman. I received the blessings of the Golu Koro. I went into the elections and I came out victorious. I have come, I have seen the Golu Koro. He has given me his blessings. And so I am confident and I know that this election that we're going to on 7th December, the fact that I've come here to Golu, I'm going to be victorious in the election.
Addressing the people of Golu, President Mahama said he's not taking these elections for granted as it is a crucial one to position Ghana as Africa's shining star. A drive through Golu shows asphalted town roads. President Mahama assured them that a lot more roads like the Hamile Golu to Tumu Road, Jefferson to Golu, and the Wahain Tumu Road will be constructed. Whilst at the palace, the Golu Koro made a special appeal to the president to build a modern market for them, as the town is a commercial one. The area also suffers water crisis.
I know the constraint you have with water here, especially in the secondary school. I'm going to let the Community Water and Sanitation Agency to come and design a system so that we can send more water to the secondary school. Because the secondary school is a bit on a hill, the water table is low, and so any boreholes we drill are not productive enough. But we can drill some additional boreholes here downtown, and then we can pump the water up to the secondary school.
In the NDC's 2012 manifesto, three shea nut processing factories were promised for the three regions of the north. The first has been built at Bipe. President Mahama said the second will be situated in the Upper West region to provide ready markets for the shea nuts picked by the women at a risk.
Aside from that, if you've been following the news, SADA signed an agreement with a Chinese group to set up the full cotton to textiles value chain. What is going to happen is we're going to have outgrower cotton farmers who will grow the cotton. The cotton is going to be sent to the Tumu Ginry. We have a ginry there for processing. But then in addition, in collaboration with the Chinese, SADA is going to build a spinning plant so that we can spin the cotton into cloth. And then the cloth will be used to make textiles. That full value chain will create thousands and thousands of jobs for our young people.
The campaign trail of Team Mahama stops next in the Upper West region. From Wa in the Upper West region, Pascaline Adadevo.